Episode 265, October 10th, 2016.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show. Now on
with the countdown. With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
So I'm heading up to Syracuse, New York, without you this week, Joe, to do comedy on Wednesday and then our murder mystery on the 13th. When we first did the Newly Dead game, these were the people that were in the show, and including sound. Myself, Joe Robinson, Justin Schlegel, Eric Woodworth, Tommy Cimbazzo, Sean Gabbert, Dylan Meyer, and then a sound person. So that's eight. Well, I'm going up there with two people.
Two other people other than yourself.
Yes. Tommy and Eric. So I've Eric's doing the two roles. Tommy's doing two roles, recruiting their sound guy, recruiting two locals. I mean, if this works, it's dividing the money by less, which is good. But if it doesn't, I'm going to be really stressed because I have
Hold on. What are the two roles that Tommy's playing?
Well, the same that Justin would play.
Oh, I got you. Never mind. Okay. So it's essentially the role that one person would say, I got it.
Yeah.
But you're recruiting people from up there to play a couple roles.
Yeah.
You know, that's very stressful. Right. Are you having a rehearsal?
No. Oh, they're going to get there early. I mean, look, you know, the two roles they're playing, they're not that hard.
No, I agree with that. But I would still be stressed.
Of course I want to be stressed.
You know, whenever we have
all the stuff that you do, there's a lot pre-show to do with that one. Plus, I got to worry about the sound guy. No, I'm already stressed, and it's 3 days away.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I guess you're in a place where you're like, wow, I don't want to say no. Not necessarily because of the payday. We can sacrifice a payday, but it's exposure. You want them to see the product. But I also hope that it's good because, you know, I want it to be reflective of the product. By the way, it's not that when we put our best foot forward, you know, when we have Justin Schlegel, when we have Tommy, when we have Eric, when we have our best foot forward, I mean, if that makes the show a 10, where do you think this is going to be?
Well, I'll say in Richmond, you know, 2 weeks ago. I mean, from what the crowd and how they enjoyed it, it was a 9 out of 10.
Well, then, yeah. Then it's a no-brainer. You have to
now,
do
for
it,
what
right?
I thought we could have... I thought we were at about an 8, a 7.5, 8. But I never think we're at a 10. So, I mean, I'm being super critical on every little thing because that's just...
So you think it was just as good as it always is?
No. It would have been better. But a lot of the things that bother me that go wrong, no one is noticing but me.
Right.
So that's just... You know, I feel like if you have a look, the Patriots won by 20 points yesterday. I'm sure Belichick's pissed about 9 things.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't walk in and go, great job, everybody. Nothing to practice.
Right. But they still had an easy victory. So, Yeah, well, the other thing is I'd like to have local guys at each of these venues that I could count on in the future to do things. I mean, one guy's going to bring, I think he's going to bring like 30 people. So you already want him involved.
I mean, I wouldn't care if we would add a role. You could just make him somebody, one of the audience characters, if he's going to bring 30 people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But it's not like we're firing people. It's just that's how it worked out with this one.
Not everybody can go to Syracuse, right? Exactly. I mean, I know people think we're making thousands and thousands of dollars doing this, but you have to when you pay a cast of eight.
So look for that, and we have good sales from when the last I checked. So I think we're
going to have a really good turnout. I'll get some money out of this.
Awesome. Maybe. I don't know. I'll think about it. Maybe I'll give you some money if I can get over the stress of it. Welcome to the show. Robbie is back this week. Robbie, you missed quite a show last week. We had the impromptu King Larry phone call and the sitcom casting. Two things up your alley.
I totally enjoyed listening to it.
Would you like better King Larry or the sitcom casting? We weren't very good at the sitcom. I should have prepared more. You know what I mean? I mean, it kind of came off the cuff. So,
Joe, you said prepared more. We didn't prepare at all.
So. Yeah, I mean, but think of it. Get some actors' names who I thought might apply, but it just came out of nowhere. I didn't even Google. You know what I mean?
King Larry was gold. He was my favorite part of the show.
I had some people reach out to me and say they love King Larry as well. So has King Larry reached out to you in any way, Joe, to say anything about the show or how to listen to it or thanking you or upset at you?
King Larry never mentioned it again. He acted like it didn't happen.
You guys run a kingdom.
I should screenshot the size of the kingdom. I mean, this guy is so he's in love with. He loves this game. He loves it.
Well, it's obvious.
I can find something that King Larry said recently. Well, he rules with an iron fist, but he had some strategy where he said, "I'm going to be leaving the alliance for a while." And I don't know what he was doing. Go over to another alliance to infiltrate it, and so who knows what he's doing? Right? He's playing the game.
What he's doing, Joe, is he wants you guys to know that without him, you're nothing.
We do know. Everybody knows. I mean, he is put. Who knows how much he's put in at this point? It was $1,350 2 weeks ago. So now, it could be $2,000. Remember, he's cleaning out his garage so he can play this game.
Yeah.
So whatever dollar he spent, that is the exact amount of money over what I spent because I'm at zero.
Now, Robbie, did you particularly enjoy when I told King Larry that Joe had spent no money?
Yeah, I like to try to get Joe kicked out of the alliance.
Yeah, well, so did I. And I was hoping that he would get really upset. That would have made the interview an all-timer, right?
Yeah, but I would classify King Larry as unflappable.
Yeah. How about when he said you can find it on YouTube and then he backed off? I've questioned a little bit the $2.99 once.
This is where we need Eric the actor because he would somehow have found it. He would have done it. He would have made it work somehow.
We'd already be watching the video.
Absolutely. Well, we mentioned the sitcom because, Gramps always making the comments, and it got me thinking that he seems like a perfect sitcom character. So why not cast the Rob and Joe Show sitcom? And Joe and I sort of just did it off our top of our heads, and it was okay. But you, Robbie, thought about it, and I think you pretty much crushed it here.
Yeah, Robbie, I knew Robbie would be good at that.
You said Ricky Gervais. I like that. Joe Robinson, Stephen Merchant. I like that. Tawana just cracked up when she realized who that was.
And let me point out that those two guys did my favorite podcast, the podcast that most inspires me when it comes to this show. And that's the Ricky Gervais Show.
Right.
They did a podcast together and they work together all the time. So I just think they've already got built in chemistry, just like you guys. I think it's perfect.
I like it. Now, with Tawanda, you went Halle Berry, so you made her older and whiter. Was that on purpose?
I just thought of someone a little bit older, not in her 20s, who was still super hot.
Okay. All right. Well, she's like 50, but all right.
Oh, I didn't realize she was already 50.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, disgusting. I can't be with that. I can't be with Halle Berry. No one's going to believe that. Katie as Emmy Rossum. I'm a big Emmy Rossum fan. She's on, you're watching Shameless now. She gets naked a lot in that. I respect her for that. A good choice. Yourself.
I don't really know her, but I hear she's super hot. So I'm on board.
Yeah, well, you can just, you have Google, look her up. Robbie, you get Rainn Wilson, Dwight Schrute from The Office. I think that's an excellent choice. Your girlfriend, Olivia Munn, Dead Ringer. It's like looking in the mirror.
well, she's half Japanese.
Yeah, she I like it. Go for it. Marcus Serta, Eric Stonestreet, the guy from American Film. That's the big gay guy, right?
Yes, but he's not.
Oh, gay. Yeah, that guy's great.
You know, he's not gay in real life. The other one is.
Trust me, I know he's not gay in real life because someone I know who's in the biz told me he crushes it with the ladies.
He's big on Tinder. He talked about it on Howard Stern.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you that also, I think Jack Black could probably kill it as well. You know, women are not as superficial as men. They, you know, they like personality. I hate personality. I don't care if you have one at all.
Well, no, come on. You hate personality?
Nah, I'm kidding. Katie has a great personality.
I wouldn't go that far. It's a good.
She listens. She's not going to think that's fine.
I know. I love Katie.
I'm going to isolate that.
Rob Robinson, Gramps. John Goodman. See, I think you're going too young there.
Really? It's
too much presence. Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw him in that Cloverfield. He's looking pretty old.
Yeah, but I did think that was the worst. I had Ed Asner, which I thought was way better.
Ed Asner's like 100.
Maybe Don Rickles. What about Don Rickles?
Don Rickles is pretty decrepit.
What about Grandpa Al Lewis?
Who?
Grandpa Al Lewis?
Stop it.
Is he alive?
Yes, he's still alive, but he's like 94.
Oh, I bet he's older than that. He played a grandpa in the 60s.
What about Clint Eastwood?
He's 87, right?
Yeah, but he's sexy still. Show announcer Tim Brad Garrett. I like that.
That's a good one.
And then Scott Apple, Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe. Have you seen him recently? He is jacked. He looks like a mini Wolverine.
Yeah, that's not Scott Apple.
Not Scott Apple.
Sorry, Lewis is dead. He died in 2006. He was 95.
Yeah, he only died 10 years ago at age 95.
Oh, he's in his 90s. Well, he would have been 105.
I think Mac Bergson had a good point that Gramps should be played by Burt Reynolds. And you said that he doesn't have the stoutness. But I think Mac described it perfectly that he has the animal magnetism that women are attracted to. That Gramps has that, and so does Burt Reynolds. So I think on that factor, Burt Reynolds as Gramps is a good choice.
Yeah, that'd be good. And also, Gramps could wear a toupee like Burt Reynolds does. Have a full head of hair.
Of course. Burt Reynolds pretty much goes bald now sometimes. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he leaves the hair off a lot now.
J.L. Covan has myself, David Koechner is myself, and Mark Maron is you, Joe. And then I believe that's Gabrielle Union is Tawanda.
That's
and
much closer.
Yeah, that's who I had. We had two. And then your girl is some one of those child pageant girls. That's those Tierra, whatever show.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Toddlers and Tiaras.
Because I watched that show with Katie.
The hot one. That's the one you get. the one with no personality.
The one with all the makeup and no personality. Yeah.
So you know, I guess we shouldn't have done that segment without you because that is totally a Rob Robinson, Robbie wheelhouse. But you listen, Robbie, you pull through with some great choices.
Thank you. You didn't like my choices for Tim and Scott Apple.
No, I do. I like Tim and Scott Apple.
Well, Tim's much better than Scott Apple. You can't have a good looking jacked guy, Scott Apple.
Now, Sue Fedor.
But he's a short Jew. So
true. She has given the description of the show is that both of our women leave us, Joe, and then we're living together trying to pick up the pieces and then trying to get back with the women, essentially. And then we have all, you know, chaos ensues from that.
Wow, that hits a little too close to home to be the show.
Now, this all started with Gramps making his, you know, hilarious, usually friendly comments about wanting to steal Katie or Tawanda. So, I put up a pic of Tawanda night at Phil's wedding. We'll talk about the wedding soon. And I guess Gramps has changed strategies because usually the comment is something along the lines of, she's too beautiful for you if I'm getting slighted. Or, hey, what are you doing with my girl? Well, now this is not even trying to be funny. Why is a woman that hot hanging on to a guy that ugly?
Yeah, ugly. It's not even Yeah. It's not even subtle. He's saying you're ugly is what he's saying.
Yeah. And the comment above that says, y'all so cute, friend of mine, has one like. Gramps has two likes.
Double the likes.
Yes, double the likes.
I need to get in there and like it and see if I can triple that up.
Get after it. So we went. That's our first wedding we went to. Our buddy Phil, who, you know, Joe's former roommate, married Allison, who met while you two were living together.
That's right. I got kicked out as a result.
Yeah. So this is your part of their story. And so the four of us went, and it was a nice, it, what I want in a wedding is I want it to be quick. I want the reception to be at the exact same place that the wedding is. I don't want to have to get in a car again.
Check,
and I
check.
I want there to be an open bar.
Check.
And I want, I prefer easy, no fuss food. And they had a brick and fire pizza truck. So
I like a great DJ too.
And they had Chris Likealot as the DJ.
98 Rocks Chris, or former 98 Rocks Chris Likealot.
Yes. Yeah. Are you ready to talk about that yet, Joe?
No, I'll talk about that another time.
Great. But I'm trying to think, did anything embarrassing happen? I don't think anything incredible happened.
No, I got a good video of Rob dancing, and Rush. Then Rob tried to get one of me, and I would not allow it. I wasn't going to. I'm not secure enough with myself to have that on there, and I'm sure Rob would have done everything he could to not have me post that, but I did anyway.
Well,
it has about 3,000 likes at this point.
Okay. Yeah, the video is me dancing with two hot chicks. I don't think I'm looking bad in that video.
I would say you're looking great.
They already
know you date a hot chick. They already know that. So that's, well, you know, that tells them nothing.
The video, just more video evidence is better than the picture. I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that. Look, we've already posted the video of me. There's plenty of video of me bad dancing. It's much worse than
that. Another one? Throw it on the pile.
With I'm next to Tommy Cimbazzo, not two tens.
Right, right.
But I guess the only weird thing is it started, it was outside the beginning. It was at the actual wedding. And then we walked inside for the reception. And I guess the people in front of us took their white chairs that we were sitting on and started bringing them inside. So then I guess you heard someone say, bring your chair. So now we're each bringing like three chairs inside. We walk in and there's no
seats everywhere. There's no reason to have a chair.
Everyone's looking at us like, why are we holding these chairs? They're like, I don't know. We just follow the other people.
Well, what I thought was the takeaway from this wedding is, can you imagine loving alcohol so much that you have an alcohol-themed wedding? I mean, every single part of this, from the party favor, or what do you call them, the centerpieces, to the name cards to where you sat, they had everything had to do with alcohol.
Was that a
I think that's a it's a red flag, right?
No, it means you're gonna have it's a green light for fun. That's what I say. No, because it was at a brewery. They had their own beer was brewed by them. This what do they call it? Rhodes something. One for the Rhodes. Then you got one. You each got a bottle to take home with you. You know, I found. Did I get yours by the way? Because it was delicious.
No, I have two.
Well, that's a waste. I'll have to get those from you. But yeah, there was dancing, there was drinking. Then we went to a bar afterwards, and then you wanted to go home because it was 10:30.
That's right, dude. I don't want to get into all that, but yeah, I was so exhausted from the previous night. So yeah, it was time for me to get it home, and I was tired yesterday too. When we had a whole day of Ravens Redskins football.
Yeah, we did. Let's why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We'll talk about my big gala event. We'll talk about our post game shenanigans. And who knows what else. Rob and Joe, be right back.
From Die Laughing Productions, the creative geniuses behind The Last Laugh and The Newly Dead Game, come their latest murder mystery spectacular, the new Killer Karaoke Murder Mystery.
Sing for.
There's going to be song, there's going to be dance, there's going to be laughs, and there's definitely going to be a murder. If you've got the chops to not only solve a mystery, but to possibly belt out a tune, you could be selected to come on stage and sing during Sing for Your Life. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, October 22nd at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
So last week I had mentioned that I'm doing this this big Builders Gala event that used to be hosted by Jim Vance. I guess we talked about it sort of before, but Robbie, you listened to the show, and in you have been to this event several times.
Many times. You didn't realize, Robbie, that that was the same event?
Oh, I realized as soon as I heard Rob talk about it on the show, and I texted him, and then I subsequently talked to him about it on the phone.
Have you ever won an award, best sign?
My company did have won awards before. When they gave out awards for signs, they no longer do.
Yeah, it's why? Because you won so many, you dominated the category.
Yeah, that's the reason they stopped doing it.
It's pretty much the Virginia Builders Association in the Maryland, and anything having to do with home building, architecture, ads, social media campaigns, selling. And it's a huge, it's at McLean Hilton. And everyone had warned me, including you, Robbie, when you called me the day of or the day before, that it's loud and it's not really conducive to them paying attention. And of all the things in the world that you need to work, need paying attention to work, stand-up comedy is number one. It can't work without that. And I sort of knew that going in, doing stand-up was going to be tough. But they hired me as a comedian. What do I tell them? No, I'm not going to do stand-up. So let me set the scene here. There's 700 people there, and it begins at 5:30 outside this huge ballroom. There's a reception, and they're all there at 5:30. They're not just straggling in. They're ready because this is a social thing. There's a lot of catching up. People, they don't see each other, but once this time of year, and so there's that from 5:30 to 7. Then they mill into the ballroom. The food is immediately served, and as that's happening, it starts. So
what joke did you open with? Did you have some impromptu line about the room?
Yeah, well, I mean, they have someone come out and they give a few, you know, thanking some people and some, you know, yeah, blah 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 about this and that, and so and so couldn't be here this year and he's a great member of our team and whatever. And so there's like 3-4 minutes of that. Then they play this video setting up the comedy, just some like funny, some Seinfeld scenes, some funny scenes in movies that are comedy related. And then they bring, and I have a co-host, which was helping me, but they're going to bring me up first and I was going to bring her up. And so, you know, it's about, I had written some jokes about Tawana and I having a house and that process and living with her and things that I think are funny, but they're not really tested yet. Well, so basically the first thing I did was just talk about how we're going to make some changes this year. Everyone who wins gets to speak for 7 to 13 minutes. We're going to be here until 5 a.m. It's a 19-drink minimum, yada, yada, yada. But no one's really paying attention.
Right.
Because they've been drinking for an hour and a half. They're eating. There's food right there. They're talking. It's just so.
Can I ask you a question before you continue? Now, Robbie's been to this before. Robbie, were you there when the great Jim Vance hosted?
Many times I was there when Jim Vance hosted. In fact, I told Rob, Jim Vance was fishing buddies with the former owner of my company. So he would come and talk to our group.
Well, here's my question. What kind of host was Jim Vance?
Jim Vance was very well received and people, he commanded attention.
Absolutely. He's Jim Vance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if Jim Vance was better than Rob. That's all. I mean, you have to have two people to take the place of one Jim Vance.
Jim Vance did have a few lines, you know, funny lines. But as I told Rob, your job is really mainly to move the show along, not to be particularly funny.
So far, Jim Vance is destroying me for the first 5 minutes. So I plow through. I hear there's one joke that I hear actually some real laughter. Now later Tawanda, who's in the audience, told me there's people laughing and I know that, but it's 700 people. Even if 100 are laughing, that gets muddled out by the people talking.
Yes.
So even if half are laughing, to be honest. So fine. I then, my co-host, who was actually a last-minute fill-in, Lisa Herndon, Charlie Broyhill's wife, had the flu. So it was this woman who was in the industry as a former winner, three-time winner. This very attractive, tall, black woman, big smile, a lot of presence. Also, a jazz singer. Not she sings really well. She gets paid to sing, to perform. So she's a real life, you know, she's obviously not going to be nervous. So I do my 5 minutes, plow through, get basically nothing. And then I bring her up. She immediately starts singing Summertime. The living is easy. And of course, everyone listens. See, they're oh my God, yay! And I'm like, well, I'm okay. She's killing me right now. So I make a line about I could have done that, but I decided not to. And I get that gets a little chuckle. And then we're in this, you know, we're giving out awards. And it's a back and forth thing. The award for this. And I say it. And then this hot chick walks up, gives me the award. And the people that win it come up. And I give it to them. And then we take a picture. And then the other chick, she says her award. And then we go back and forth.
And then a thousand awards.
Yeah. Now, we didn't do them all at once. So then there's a little break where someone comes up and gives this like lifetime achievement award to this woman. And they all paid attention to her because apparently she's a big deal in the industry and everyone loves her.
You think
so
Robbie knows her?
Probably.
I would probably know this woman's name.
That woman's name, Oprah Winfrey.
No, but apparently she's been at the same company for 30 years. And I mean, look, they all clearly she was the queen of the room. So she gives her speech. And then we're doing a thing where I'm going to be in the crowd. My co-host is going to give there's 20 awards to salespeople. She's going to give 10 and then stop. Then I'm going to be in the crowd at a table and I'm going to talk to that table, which is sort of more what I'm going to do well. So that she does that. I talk to the table. That goes pretty well. Then she does 10 more. I talk to the other table. That's going well. So now I feel like, okay, I'm earning my money here. So then as the night's dragging on, I'm throwing in little more things like, and I'm just making up awards. And the award for the guy most likely to hit on Rhonda, that's my ghost, is Rob Mayer. And then at one point there was two winners. And so the next word I goes, people, unbelievable. For this one, we have 47 winners. So I'm doing that. So, you know, we're 2 hours in. I'm like, all right, folks, we are now a third of the way through the show. So I'm getting some zingers in and I'm feeling like it's turning. They're starting to like me, right? So we plow through. It's over at 9:45. And I think it went pretty well. Then afterwards, they're like, that was great. Normally, by the end, there's like 10 people here. There was hundreds. They stayed. It moved good. It was great. I was like, okay.
Well, who was saying that? The organizers or the fan, the people that were there for the show?
Everyone.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So.
Because you want this gig again. It was a very highly paying gig, correct?
Yes. And I also think where I'm going to be different than Jim Vance or the guy, Michael Voltaggio, the Top Chef winner who did it last year. I'm actually, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to give it notes and cause they're just showing up. They're the celebrity. They can just show up and read. I'm actually trying to like, okay, I think that would work better. I'm reorganizing stuff in the beginning. I'm looking more like a guy who needs this. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, and if you did well, people stayed. Yeah. You can ask, are you going to up your quote next year?
Well, that's one thing at a time, Joe. But we had a good time. We hung out at the bar afterwards. Tawana had a great time. We met some people, a lot of schmoozing.
Well, I really want you to do the gig next year, Rob, because it's likely that I'll be there next year.
Well, yeah.
Why'd you blow it off this year, Rob?
Our company has shrunk. And so has this event. It used to be, I told Rob, this used to be two big events a year, and they've combined it to now one event a year.
I think if you could have this gig twice, Rob.
That would be great. Well, I've already given them ideas on how to, the opening stand-up is not going to work, and they agree with me, and we have some ideas. And so they're all, I mean, they're cool people, so we'll see what happens.
You're going to do a song and dance number?
I am. I'll do some sort of giveaway. Well, that was the other thing. This is actually the funniest thing that happened the entire night was not my idea. And I didn't give the girl credit either. So you'll appreciate that, Robbie. But one of the girls that's giving the awards to me, the hot chick, she works, she's not some model, she's attractive, but she works for one of the companies.
Yeah, what's her name? And
I don't know her name. I mean, I know her name, but she's like 25. I don't know why you would know her. Taylor is her name, but I have no idea what her last name is. But she said to me, because there's raffles and there's real prizes, an Apple Watch, an iPad. But they're traditional raffles where there's a ticket and I read the number. Well, she goes, you should say, look underneath your chair. And if there's a yellow ticket, you win. And she said, I should just make up something, an iPad rain. And I'm like, no, I'm going to say a real gift. So I say, you know what? Special surprise gift, folks. Look underneath your chair. If there's a yellow ticket, you're going to win a MacBook Air. They all look. Then I go, and I totally made that up. So there, I got them. And I felt like, yes, because they're all looking. And I didn't give that girl credit at all. Now I will, Taylor. Good job for you. But I took that idea, and it worked.
I like it because it's a little mean.
Yes.
Which reminds me, is that like, because, you know, I was talking, we play a game on the, I don't know, just, we can jump back into this, but we play a game on the Ravens post game called like What's More Likely or Subjective Trivia. And we had a fan that came up who was a drunk, some drunk girl who didn't have a ride home. And I started writing some What's More Likely, and they were just vicious, and Rob wouldn't allow it. Rob's actually nicer than me.
Well, why don't you say what they were?
I'm trying to remember. Her name was, what was her name? Something from Baltimore. Amy? Was it Amy?
I think it was. I've already forgotten. It was from, was it from Baltimore? No.
Amy from Lutherville.
Yeah, Amy from Lutherville, yes.
Right, and I said, what's more likely that she bangs three guys tonight or she's still a virgin? That was my what's more likely.
Yeah, I felt like that might be a bit much.
And Rob wouldn't allow it because he said there's no way she's a virgin. This one's too easy.
But we had, look, this is our best post game show ever, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, no, it was so great. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to jump into that yet. But, yeah, we did have a very, very good. I mean, we got lucky because there were a lot of people around us who were fun to talk to and also make fun of. And that's what we do best. So what happens is we've had a couple games. I'm sorry. We've done a couple games at Mother's in Canton. And that's already a happening spot. But this one is not quite as, you know, obviously it's not in the middle of Baltimore, the hot spot in Baltimore City. So it's a little less traveled. But we just got lucky because we got some good people to come on and make fun of, which is what we do best.
Yeah, there wasn't that many people there when the game was over. There's no like exciting vibe to it.
Bar, 35, 40 people. Yeah.
Yeah, but we had, I mean, but when the game ended, there wasn't that many. But we had people there that were willing to come on, and they were, and that's what we do best is we just talk to random people and sort of make a little bit of fun of them. But it made the show move really fast, as opposed to, you know, Mother's in Baltimore. It's just chaotic. And then in the actual studio, there's nothing. There's no, you can't get callers.
And we could never have had happen to us what happened. Like Rob, somebody bought him some shots, right? That was kind of cool. Yes. It's hard to do that at Mother's because, you know, people, we're not really in the frenzy. But there were people that actually came by to see us, to see the show.
Yeah, Carla and Scat. That's her man's name, Scat.
His nickname was Scat. They met in a hot tub. I kid you not. They'd been dating for 3 years. They were making out the entire time.
Oh, yeah. And they're probably late 40s. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're older than me, I would think, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So, Scat as in jazz performance or Scat?
That's what he said, but, you know, who knows? Right.
He's not a jazz singer. Trust me.
This is what's the strangest. Carla, who's very nice. By the way, Carla was good looking, I thought, didn't you? I thought Scat really outkicked his coverage, right?
I agree. Especially, well, your name's Scat. You're lucky to just, you know, have friends.
So she goes out to her car. I don't know how this happened. Brings in two bowls, paper bowls of cold jambalaya and brings them. To Rob and I goes, hey, you need to try this.
Yeah, they serve food at this place, by the way. It's a restaurant. So, yeah.
So I go, okay. So I take a bite of it, and I start making fun of it over the air that she had literally gone into her hatchback, got two cold bowls of jambalaya and served them to us. Well, then you could tell I looked at her face. It looked like her feelings were hurt. So I said, oh, no, I'm just kidding. So she took the jambalaya to the guy that works there and asked him to heat it up. So the place that serves food... They are now taking these two bowls of cold jambalaya and they heat it up. And you know what? I ate it.
Yeah, and they put it in a new bowl and some new silverware, and it was nice. It wasn't bad. And then she comes over. She's like, well, we'll be back the next home game. It's November 6th. Oh, I make desserts. What can I get you? And then we're giving orders for her to do homemade desserts.
She's making me a blackberry cobbler, she told me, for the next home game. So when we play when the Ravens play the Pittsburgh Steelers on November 7th, I will be there. Yes, on November 6th, I will be at Timonium Mother's North. I hope you'll be there too, Rob. Rob's iffy sometimes, but if he's there, he can eat some of my blackberry cobbler. She told me the difference because I said blackberry pie, but she said I wanted a cobbler. I didn't know there was a difference. Do you guys know the difference?
Between pie and cobbler?
Yes.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
A pie is round and the crust completely encases the fruit. A cobbler is in a pan and the crust is basically just on the top.
Oh, well, she did say there's more crust on a pie. Now, I like more crust, but I wasn't certainly going to turn it down. So I just said, okay, cobbler's what I want. So cobbler's what I'm going to get. But here's the problem. It needs to be hot and it needs to have vanilla ice cream. How's she going to do that? She's literally going to go back to the staff at Mother's Timonium and get them to heat up her food.
And give us vanilla ice cream.
Yes, of course. How's she going to keep the vanilla ice cream cold and the cobbler warm? I don't know how she's going to do it, but that's the only way I'm going to eat it.
She also mentioned about the chances of her giving a little roadhead. Can we talk about that?
She said that she was going all the way back to Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah.
With Scat. And they said, that's a long ride. And she said, well, I'll just give him roadhead. And then I can't remember how we got there, but she said she's going to do it twice.
Yeah.
That's unheard of, right? To get roadhead twice on a trip?
She sounds like the perfect woman. She likes football. She likes to cook. And she likes to give roadhead.
The three favorite things.
Right. And she likes to drink, which obviously I like. Now, they said that they were there to see you because they listened to they listened to the radio, 98 Rock, on the app, but they didn't understand how a podcast worked. I'm like, you're basically listening to a podcast. If you're listening to it on the app, I mean, that's the same thing. So I had to explain it to Scat, kind of listen to our show. But they came just to
told
see
them. You should have told them to buy the Rob and Joe Show app. It cost $20,000.
I should have done that. Yeah. And give us some damn blackberry. But they came to see you. And then the other people that we had on were very excited about going on the radio. And I think we lose sight sometimes, Joe. But this going on the radio is pretty cool. I mean, it is cool. They get excited.
They're texting their friends to listen to them. Yeah, no, you're right about that. But here's the deal. I don't ever remember being out and having problems getting people on the air. It's just, you know, I mean, I like people like that we can goof on. That's always makes for better. Because, you know, I mean, people are bummed out because the Ravens, not only did they lose, they played like shit.
Right.
And it was also a game they could have and should have won. So, you know, people are bummed out. So to end up having a good show, that was hard to do. But we did. It was a good one.
Speaking of sports programming, ESPN3 is once again in chat giving us Major League Baseball scores.
Got any scores for us, Robbie?
The last one, but this was many minutes ago, so it could have changed. It was the Dodgers 3 and the Washington has 4.
Just like a true sports fan. Sorry. Naming the lower score first.
And it's now 5-3. Jason Worth had a solo home run, and they're threatening as well in the top of the ninth. speaking of sports, Tim, former show announcer Tim, we talk about this quite often, is the worst sports bettor of all time. I don't know when he made this bet, but it had to be back shortly after the season, NFL season ended in January, February. He made a bet with our buddy Mike, who's a big Ravens fan. Tim's a big Redskins fan. Knowing that the Redskins and Ravens play this year, that the Redskins would beat them. Having no idea, of course, what would be happening at the time, how the teams would be playing, would there be injuries? And, you know, not the point spread, which factors all that in. So it's a fair bet, no matter which side you have. Just straight up, Redskins will defeat the Ravens 8 months from now, knowing nothing about what's going to happen with the teams. And $200, if I'm right, correct, Joe?
It was a $200 bet straight up, correct.
Okay, so it's a good, it's a legitimate bet, real money. And the Ravens start off 3-1. The Redskins start off 2-2, having won two straight. And I think most people would agree that they were basically a similar team. If the Ravens had the Redskins schedule, they probably would have been 2-2, and vice versa. The Redskins probably would have been 3-1. But they're very similar teams. So it is, you know, pretty much a toss-up game, slight favorite to the home team, the Ravens. And Tim, he buys out of the bet.
But he didn't just buy out of the bet. Here's the thing. I thought he bought out of the bet for $100, which is dumb as shit, right? But he didn't. He bought out of the bet for $150. What's the point? What are you trying to do, save $50? You might as well let it happen. That makes absolutely zero sense. And I'm going crazy because it was already a bad bet. Bet the spread regardless of what it is in 7 months. You can just do that whenever the schedule was released. But instead he did it straight up, which is stupid because it's in Baltimore. You're going to get points. Why would you do that? But he did it anyway, whatever. But then 5 days before the game, he pulls the bet and overpays. So not only did he pay $150, but he would have won $200. That's a $350 swing.
So instead of being able to just talk mad shit the whole time, his team won and he won money, he's been fairly quiet. And I'm disappointed about that.
Well, listen, it's the day he should be rejoicing. His Redskins won. His Nats won. Everything that he wanted and needed to happen had happened. Right. But instead, he made two asinine bets. The other bet, of course, was he was making fun of my fantasy football team, which he takes great joy in. Okay? We're playing this week. Now, of course, long story short, my team had a very, very good Thursday. So I started saying, well, Tim, you're not talking shit now. I mean, I was a 16-point favorite. Tim goes, I'll bet you $100 I win. Well, I mean, even win or lose, I have to make the bet. I can't be a 13-point favorite and not make the bet. So right. Now Tim owes me $100. So he literally lost $450 on bets when all his teams won, except for his fantasy football team.
Yeah, the entire league costs $100. So he's now down $200 in fantasy football already. You're the best, Tim. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Robbie and Apple Butter. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back. What's up, everybody? We need your help. We need your support.
We haven't begged for support in a while.
And we're not too proud to beg. We're really good at begging. All we really want you to do is just, if you listen on iTunes, give us 5 stars, write us a review. Same deal with Stitcher, same deal, Podbean, podcast app. Just share the show. Download it, tell people about it, word of mouth. That's all we're asking.
No, it's not all we're asking. Also, come to all the shows that we have, the murder mysteries, the stand-up. Donate money on our website.
Yes.
If you have to see me on the street, be cordial. Offer to buy me a drink.
So all we're asking is to go on every single platform that the show is available on. Give us 5 stars. Write us a review. Tell every friend you know to listen to the show. Give us lots of money at robmerritt@gmail.com on PayPal. Come to every single murder mystery show. Come to every single comedy show. See the pie plate closer. Give a standing ovation. And then tell your friends to do exactly the same thing.
That's all we need.
That's it.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Did you go back to the yearly Apple Butter Festival? Did that happen already? I feel like it's every 3 months.
No, it's the first full weekend in October every year. And of course, Joe has had no part in the last 2 years because he's been busy with the Ravens and the big wedding this weekend. But I went and I found out on my way there was something going to be something new this year. Big event that we were going to happen at my aunt's house.
Oh, yeah?
And I want you guys to guess what that event was. One guess.
Sorry. All right. How about, was it a square dance?
No. Rob?
A poker tournament.
Come on. Marcus, why would I mention if it was a poker tournament? Marcus?
A pie eating contest?
No, you guys. It was karaoke.
Oh, okay. I thought you had already ruled that out pre-show. Okay,
I said karaoke. You said sing-along. That's karaoke isn't really a sing-along. But yeah, they actually hired a karaoke company to come in and we perform karaoke.
Okay, so hold on. Tell me who's there. Set the stage here. Who's there?
It's my dad's side of the family. Most of his brothers and sisters are there, and their kids and their kids' kids.
There's like 30 people, 40?
Yeah, somewhere above 30 people. Yes.
Okay, is the girlfriend with you?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Did you sing the Bad Touch?
I would not sing the Bad Touch with this.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I see. So you get all upset when you don't get to sing it at our show, but then when you get an opportunity to, you decline.
The closest I could get to sing the Bad Touch with this crowd is to sing the Bellamy Brothers, If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me?
So I remember when I was first doing comedy in the late 80s. That's correct. The late 80s, before my current girlfriend was born. I remember doing a joke about the family sing-along. Robbie will remember this joke. And I'd say, no matter what we sang, it always ended up sounding like a country song. And I go, this year we did Roxanne by the Police. And I was like, Roxanne, Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red. I made it a country song, right? So that was my hack joke, which I told. It was my closer. And much like the Bird Night DMX joke, it crushed. No one's going to get that. Don't care. Anyway,
horrible joke.
Well, I removed it from my act, clearly. But I'll bet you that what I had described was very similar to what occurred. Am I right, Robbie?
Very close, yes.
Were there any contemporary songs that they attempted?
Yes, there was this one girl who was the friend of a cousin who got up there. I didn't know this girl. She got up there, and she was amazing. She sang Jolene by Dolly Parton. Nice. She did Not Gonna Write.
That's already a country song.
Yeah, but it's a very difficult song to sing. She said, I'm not going to write you a love song by Sarah Bareilles. And then she finished with Barracuda by Heart.
Wow.
Barracuda, Barracuda.
She sounded awesome. And hey, I sang Creep by Radiohead. I know that song's 20 years old, but
that's a great song, though. Can you give us a little taste of that?
No, but I can probably get a video posted for it if you want to see it.
Oh, yes. Yes. There's a video of you singing Creep to Gramps.
That's kind of ironic.
Yes.
Speaking of Creep, may we address the Gramps if we don't mind? Can we do that?
Of course we can. I'm sorry. The Nats are now 8-3. I'm very ecstatic.
So Tim's still upset. Tim doesn't care. He only cares about the betting, buying out of bets. Anyway, so Gramps, we told the story, a couple stories where women are sending unsolicited pictures to Gramps of their boobs. And I believe he said vaginal lip spread, pictures from behind, oh, yeah, and so forth.
That never gets old.
Well, I never question the truthfulness of it. Never. It never even occurred to me that it wasn't true. I don't need proof. I don't need video evidence. But Gramps did say to us that he attempted to, but then he got scared because it said multimedia, and he thought that means multiple people would be getting it, and so he didn't send it. All of a sudden, I'm sitting at my office, and up pops these two udders. Okay, just disgusting, bumpy areolas just hanging down, cube ball in a tube sock style, but a much larger sock and a much larger, maybe basketball in a tube sock. Anyway, and I'm like, oh, God. Now, of course, I immediately send them to Katie and Rob. I send them right away. This came. Rob doesn't react, which surprises me. Of course, Katie does, and we're laughing. Anyway, a couple days later, which is strange, another picture. Like, I believe you. I don't need a second picture. This is of the same udder, pulled up to a tongue, a pierced tongue, licking the nipple.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that one.
That one just got a glance, and then I deleted it. I just couldn't. It's so disgusting. Like, the proof is done. You've already proved yourself. I no longer need any proof. I believe that this happened, and I believe these are the pictures.
Now, the reason I probably didn't comment is because I was on text fatigue from you, Joe. I talked about it last week. You know, look, if you're going to give 150 texts from you a day, it's just they're going to lose
the boy who cried out. Yeah, but that came in my in our personal and private text, which it is all, obviously much together. More selective.
It all runs together. Well, I don't think those breasts were as bad as you're saying, Joe.
Really? And also, I'm trying to remember there were tattoos on them, and they were hilarious. Do you remember what they were? I know one was a dead person, right? It was one that had a name.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at it right now.
One had the name, and it had the the years of their life.
Listen, you guys are going to identify this person if you keep talking about the tattoos.
All right. Well, then beep out the second tattoo, whoever's editing the show.
You think there's anyone out there with a tattoo of our name, of your name or my name on them?
There might be somebody with my name, but it's not me.
Right.
No, there is somebody who has your name.
No, it says Irresponsible Radio.
Oh, it didn't say with Theo and Joe.
No, and it's the size of it's like a foot and a half by 2 feet. I mean, it's gigantic. It covers his entire rib cage. And not only was the show canceled before an entire year, I think it was 11 months, but also we changed the name of the show to Theo and Joe. So that wasn't even the name of the show when the show got canceled.
What would you say if Katie said she wanted to get a tattoo that said Joe Robinson on her?
I'd say, where are you going to get it?
You wouldn't say it's a bad idea or?
No, she can get a tattoo with my name on it. What would be wrong with that? What font? Just, Times New Roman.
Seriously, you wouldn't think that's weird?
Well, I mean, would I think it's weird? I mean, it's a bad tattoo, Joe Robinson. That is a bad tattoo. But, if she wanted to do it, I wouldn't stop her.
I would try to stop her.
You would? You'd get involved?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, Joe is an easy cover-up. Joe Robinson is a tough cover-up. But I'd want my middle name in there, too.
Do you want it? You want it like a wolf shirt thing happening, too?
Yes, a wolf underneath.
Yeah.
How much money for her to do it?
I mean, would you mean that she would ask to be paid to do it?
Yeah.
You'd have to ask her. She's not here right now.
All right. Okay. Let's guess, and then you'll get the right answer.
Okay.
I think that there is a price. There is a number. Now, where it can go anywhere? Because that's part of
the deal. There's so many variables that aren't going to work because it can be small. It can be on your, it can be in a place that's hard to see under your arm. You know what I mean? It can be, it can be on the bottom of your foot.
It has to be the size of like a 12 font on typing, Joe Robinson.
and it can where be any, go on your body. It can be anywhere on your body.
Anywhere on her body.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bad tattoo. So it doesn't matter how she feels about me. That's an awful tattoo. So you are going to have to pay her for it and probably pretty handsomely, but it could also be covered up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
12 font, Joe Robinson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet she'd do it for, $5,000.
Oh, 12 is nothing. 12 points is nothing. Oh, it should be 24.
No, it's 12. So it's. I mean, you'll never see it unless you're looking for it.
She'll do that. She'll do that for $5.
You mean the cost of the tattoo? I don't believe she'd do it for the cost of the tattoo.
I'll say $7,500.
I said five. All right. You could have gone with 5,001 because Robbie went with basically zero.
And she'll she would do Joe's initials for nothing.
Well, let's say it doesn't work out. What is she going to claim that JR stands for?
Nothing. You just get it covered up. I mean, that's easy to do.
No, she has to do JMR.
Okay, so the R can be Ravens. The J could be for Joe Flacco.
Yep. M could be for Mom. Done.
My three favorite things in the world. My mother, Joe Flacco, and the Ravens. JMR.
I think it's a little redundant, though. Joe Flacco and the Ravens.
Okay, what's the J?
Is there a country that starts with J that names? Oh, Jamaica. She loves a vacation in beautiful Jamaica. She loves her mom and she loves the Ravens.
Maybe she loves Jolly Ranchers. Somebody told me I taste like Jolly Ranchers. Or was that Skittles? I think it's closer to 10 than the 5 you're saying. We'll find out. Maybe we can get that that started that GoFundMe. How much for her to have Chris Restivo tattooed on her?
I mean, it's a lot more.
No, she's got to get Chris Restivo's face tattooed on.
How much, Joe, for you to have your entire back is Chris Restivo's face?
It would be a lot. It would be a lot. I mean, a lot. Because that the cover up would be, and what are you going to put on your back?
You never take your shirt off. What do you care?
Yeah, I mean, I hope one day to be in good enough shape to get my shirt off. But you know, what's the guy's name? Chris Milner, that British comic who I think he's a good guy, right? I really like him. I think he's funny too. But I guess when he came here from Britain, he had a tramp stamp, but he didn't know. I guess over in Britain, it's just a lower back tattoo. So he had to go get a full back piece so he didn't have a tramp stamp. Is that the story, Rob?
I didn't know the story.
Yeah, he was telling that story at he was telling that story when we did the murder mystery. He had opened for John Lovitz.
Right. I probably wouldn't pay attention. So how much? The entire back is Chris Restivo's sexy face.
I'm not kidding. It would have
in
it
color.
It'd be like $200,000.
God, because we have to have someone out there that's just killing it financially that would just make that happen.
Yeah, I want it to be that. I want it to be that cartoon face that Chris draws of himself.
With the sunglasses on where he's like a pimp or whatever.
Is Dan Ninen more or less money?
I mean, I think it's... I mean, it's the same, right?
Well, Ninen is, you know, he's... I remember Steve-O, what's he going to do to you? But Ninen has threatened real things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I like Restivo better than Ninen by a million miles, but the face on there, that's a whole different thing.
How much
Japanese have Indian man on your back?
How much for both?
Oh, yes. How much your front torso, your chest is, you can pick which one you want, front or back, Ninen Restivo.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to see the pictures, right? I actually believe Restivo. See, a lot of Restivo's issues have to do more with, you know, the whole package, not, you know what I mean? So sure. I guess I'd want Restivo on the front because, you know, you might be able to, some people might say, well, that's Jesus with short hair. You follow what I'm saying? Like, you might be able to make it mean something else.
Okay. People are going to think Christ Restivo, that's who he is. So you would have Restivo on the front, Dan Ninen on the back. So how much for that?
I mean, you know, that's, I don't know. I mean,
half a million.
No, I'd do it for $400,000.
Also doing twice as much. I think it's more than twice as worse, but imagine you have to go to the doctor. You're going to take a physical, take your shirt off.
Well, I mean, they don't know who
but do you say anything? Do you say anything?
It, just, right.
Or they're not going to ask. It's not good bedside manner. But do you say something?
I mean, I would. You know, I remember my father one time wore two different color shoes to church. He had the same shoes, but I think he had one in like brown and one in black. And he accidentally wore two different colors. Okay. No, it was an accident. All right. But as soon as anybody walked up to him, he told him he was wearing two different color shoes because he didn't want them to notice the shoes before he could tell them. Does that make sense?
I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Right. So that's what he did. So that's what it would be like with the Restivo 9 and tattoos.
But now, can I guess what you would say? I'm a huge comedy fan. These are two of the best. Check them out.
See, nobody is going to know who either one of these guys are. The problem is that the one on the front, Joe's going to have to look at every day.
What do you think Katie feels like? You're on top of her.
She's got to be involved in the conversation, right?
She's gonna leave you if that happens.
Probably, yeah.
All right. What's worse, Restivo on your front or back, or a neck tattoo spelling out Restivo?
Wow. I mean, I don't want a neck tattoo.
You can't hide that.
Yeah.
I think the neck tattoos.
I can't have a neck tattoo. I can't.
How much left cheek, right cheek, Restivo 9N?
Oh, that's not as bad.
What? No, your face.
Oh my God, on my face? Yeah. I would never do it. It would ruin my life.
Well, you do it. $100 million?
No. I have a beard. Yeah, you're right. I could grow a beard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I would do it for. I would definitely do it for $100 million. You know. Yeah, and I just grow a beard out.
Oh, and the beard that does take. Well, I'll see if we can raise the capital. God, what a ridiculous show. I guess that's it, right? What do we have coming up? Anything? November 6th, Heart of the City. Check it out. The two episodes are up so far. Oh, yeah, Robbie, you want to give your quick critique of the show? No, you'll probably shit on it, and I'll get all kicked off the show. Anyway. Congratulations. Yeah. Congrats, Phil and Allison, on your nuptials, your wedding.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, we had a great time. Tawana had a great time. And I guess that's it. So, you know the drill. Like us on Facebooks. We haven't had some reviews in a while. Can you go on iTunes, give us some reviews, Stitcher? It's nice to read nice things. Please do.
Well, if you're going to give a nice review, don't. If you're going to shit on us, then don't worry about it.
I don't know. I'll take that too. Just something to read. Too. All right. See ya.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.